You're on with the Real Sports Guys. This is our remote show, our NCAA preview show. We're with South Dakota State's assistant coach, Rob Klinkenfist. Welcome to the show, Coach.
I'm doing great. We appreciate you guys taking the time to have us on.
Well, we're excited about it, and I guess we want to talk about, I think most people don't have a chance to understand, you know, the brackets come out, they see teams, but they don't understand the journey to getting here. Can you talk about the transformation of the program over the past few years and what you and other coaches and Coach Nagy have been doing to try to get the program where it is today?
I can, you know, and kind of like what you said, it's been a journey, and a lot of people look at it like, you know, we're a one-bit league, so it's a, you know, a lot of people think, well, it's a three-game journey. But actually, I mean, this baby started about 6 or 7 years ago. You know,
wow.
We decided to go Division One, and when you go Division One, and the commitment's made by the college or the university to go Division One, there's kind of one target that everybody's pointing at, and that's the NCAA basketball tournament. It's kind of the granddaddy of all of them. And, so the journey started and the dream started way back then. And fortunately, we've got a guy who's in charge of our program, Coach Nagy, who's done an unbelievable job of staying the course. Because it wasn't always, I think there's some people out there that are familiar with what went on. I mean, 6 years ago, we had 6 wins, and then it was 8. Then it was 13, then it was 14, then it was 19, now it's 27. You know, and for Coach Nagy to stick it out and for the administration to see that through when it was 6 wins, 8 wins, it's really a tribute to him and our school, I think, for giving us the opportunity to do this the right way. You know, the easy way is probably try to go get some transfers and things like that, but we've done it with 4-year kids and great kids, low maintenance kids that are gym rats, good students, and love to be part of a Division One basketball program, and that's kind of where we're trying to make our money at, is with those kind of kids. So people talk about the journey being 3 games. It actually started about 6 or 7 years ago, and the last 3 games, that championship game on Tuesday night, was the tip of the iceberg there.
And to kind of piggyback on how you've built the team, many of your players come from specific areas. I mean,
yep.
So can you talk about the areas in which you've been able to pull some of these players out and kind of build a name and build a relationship?
We have most of our roster is made up of kids from the Midwest, Minnesota kids, Iowa kids, South Dakota kids, Wisconsin kids, things like that. We do have one kid from Canada now, but that's, I think it, the reason for that is the way Coach Nagy is, in the Midwest values and things like that are very, very important to my boss and the leader of our program. Hardworking, tough, we like kids that can shoot it, pass it, play the game the right way. And certainly there's those kids all over the country. However, we're located in the Midwest, and we like those values associated with the kids that we're recruiting out of the Midwest, and we'd like to continue that. And that's the biggest reason for that is we've kind of built our program on kids that can shoot it, pass it, play the right way, tough kids, but yet are very good students in the classroom too. And we can win with kids in the Midwest like that.
This is your first ever trip to the Big Dance. Obviously, you beat Western Illinois in the Summit League Conference Championship game. How have you been able to kind of keep it normal? I mean, when people punch their ticket to the dance, the students are excited, everybody else on campus is excited.
Yep.
How have you been kind of able to keep your players focused and in a kind of normal for them?
Well, it wasn't very normal after that game for a while, I'll be honest with you. it's just, what a moment, for our state, for our school, for our players, for our coaches, for our alumni, for our fans. Just that moment that everybody's, they've wanted to be part of for so long that it just kind of all came boiling out. And which it should have. Now, and that's about as crazy as you'll see our guys or our coaching staff. Coach Nagy's a pretty low-key guy. And if you know our team, I mean, there's not a whole lot that really gets to them. They're pretty low key also. So I guess it's a pretty simple thing to do with our guys. They understand the importance of it. They understand the excitement of it. That being said, granted, they've looked forward to practice this week, and they've got a little more juice to them, knowing that, you know what, we've got a chance to go in this NCAA tournament, hopefully make some noise and go in there with the expectations that we're going to play well and win every game. So, you know, this is nothing new. This is nothing new as far as how we approach games. We've played in big games before. Now this is obviously at a different level, but our kids handle these situations very, very well, and so is Coach Nagy.
When you think about your team as you enter the opening round, for people who are kind of looking and watching your team, what's a key stat that will serve as kind of a litmus test that your team is going to be successful, that things are going in the right direction?
Rebounding.
Rebound.
It's been Coach's trademark since he's been. I've been with him here for 6 years, and so. But I learned it day one. I learned it day one on the job what we were going to be good at or try to be good at, and that's Coach's trademark, and it's the first thing he looks at. When we're really rebounding it well, we've got a very, very good chance of being successful. You know, and to Coach, it's the ultimate stat because it embodies everything that he's about: effort, toughness, flying around, making big plays. And so he associates rebounding with success. And when we're doing that very well, that means we're pretty sharp typically. So that's no question, that's the one landmark trademark that we look at first and foremost.
You're on with the Real Sports Guys. This is our pre-NCAA tournament show. We're on with Rob Klinkenfist for South Dakota State University, the Jackrabbits. We're having a great conversation here. Coach, for people who may not be familiar with your team, can you talk about a few of your players that have really made an impact in your conference play in the tournament that folks, when they're watching, they really got to put some eyeballs on?
I think there's a lot of people throughout the country, especially now, that knows about our point guard, Nate Walters.
And, yes.
A great player, one of the best point guards in the country, I think everybody would tell you, and we think so too. Obviously, he's the keys to the car. He makes us go. The ball's in his hands all the time, but he's very good at getting other people involved. He's a very good defender. You know, he's got to be good for us in big games, you know, to be successful. He knows that, we know that, and he's perfectly fine with it. Another one is sophomore on our team, Jordan Dykstra. He plays a five for us, gives people a lot of fits because he shoots over 50% from the arc in the league. You know, so we've got the ability to spread some people out and, you know, make some threes and then create some driving lanes also and try to get to that free throw line. We really value the two lines, the free throw line and the three-point line. We try to do both very, very well, and we try to get to both a lot. And it starts with those two, Nate and Jordan, obviously. But then the third guy, and I say third guy when a lot of people tell you number one, and even in our program, that we have to have on the floor and playing well is Griffin Callahan. He's our only senior. But, you know, he didn't get any postseason honors, snubbed out of those, I thought, a little bit, I'll be honest. And he didn't make all-tournament team. But all you need to know about him is we're down 2 with 7 seconds left in the conference tournament. He gets fouled, goes to the free throw line to make 2 free throws to tie it up to send us to overtime. And then in overtime with a little over a minute, we're down 1, and he makes a 3 to go up 2. You know, and he's made big shots for us all year. He's the toughest kid. I know Coach Nagy would tell you that he's one of the toughest kids he's ever coached, and he's really the nuts and bolts to our team, the glue. And he always gets the toughest assignment defensively. He can guard anybody. And he's the one guy that people don't know about that we all know how important he is to our team.
Coach, you mentioned that you had one senior. You played a pretty tough schedule. How have you been able to make your get your team to be focused given the tough schedule you played this year?
There's no question. One very important piece to us continuing to get better as a program is to have juniors and seniors, you know, and have a ton of experience against those high major basketball teams and even older mid-major teams. So that's certainly been a bigger piece. And the nice thing with us is the group that we have, they've been playing, all the guys that play, the sophomores even, the juniors and the one senior, they've been playing since they were freshmen. So they've all logged a tremendous amount of minutes. And, you know, we trust them, I guess. We haven't talked about youth, because we play four sophomores and a freshman a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even use that word anymore in our program, youth. And it's because of they played so many minutes, and we trust our guys. We do. We really trust them.
Well, this has been great. One of the things, Coach, we've been doing on the Real Sports Guys is we just ranked the top 50 NBA players of all time. And we had some of a split between Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. And so in our interviews, when we've been talking to coaches, we wanted to also push them on their historical perspective on the game. When you look at those two players, where do you fall on that? Who would be your number one?
You know, this is an easy one for me. I grew up watching Michael Jordan make shots over Brian Russell and Craig Elo. So this is easy for me. MJ's my guy. Just the way he finished games, and I mean that dude. You know, maybe you could make an argument for somebody being in the same class, but I don't know if you can say somebody's better than him. So I'm going with MJ.
Coach, no one can argue with your selection of Jordan. It was great for us to have you on today. The reason why we had you on is we think you can make some noise in the tournament. We're on with South Dakota State University, Rob Klinkefuss. Coach, we want to wish you well. Good luck in the tournament.
Yeah, we appreciate having the opportunity to be on your show, and thank you very much.
All right. That was Coach Rob Klinkefuss for for South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. And we're going to go back to Marcus in the studio.